I live in a bubble called Hanover, where the population is mostly white, where a lot of people are well off, where there is little suffering to be seen. I float above the world in my bubble reality. Translucent walls filter up, shield me from the world's problems. I'm oblivious, ignorant. I'm privileged. Private school, science and math clubs, piano and dance lessons, summer camps, vacations in Hawaii and Italy. For a while, I didn't know how lucky I am and how very few children have the life I have. When I was little, my mom would show me pictures of starving children. Sadness would wash over me, but just for a few moments, never experiencing poverty in my bubble of a home, La La Land. I had a hard time accepting poverty as a reality. Too few times, my bubble has popped. Me, falling, crying out, hitting a hard pavement, a harsh landing in reality. When you're little, you think life's great and fair, but it isn't. Kindergarten recess, December 7, 2009. A boy in my class asked me, "You know what day it is today, Liana?" "Monday?" "I don't know." "Well, you should know, because it's your fault. It's Pearl Harbor Day, and it's you and your family's fault the day exists," he said and walked away. Me? Me and my nice, normal family? I was confused. He didn't know my family. I didn't do anything wrong that day. Well, except yell at my sister that morning. My family? Pearl Harbor? Oblivious. Ignorant. Then I realized the meaning and hate behind those words. My bubble burst into millions of tiny particles. I'm half Japanese. I've never been so ashamed of being Japanese before. I didn't do it. I didn't bomb Pearl Harbor. Don't you know that? I don't kill people. I'm not the monster here, screaming, crying on the inside. But it was time to go to class. So I went inside, just like everybody else, and into the classroom, where classmates are supposed to treat each other with respect, where it's supposed to be fair, but isn't. Christmas time, 2010, age 6, waiting at a crosswalk on the streets of Manhattan. "Liana, stop staring," my dad scolded. "Liana? Who's that, Daddy? Why is he here?" "He's homeless, Liana. He doesn't have a home." "Oh." I couldn't stop staring. A man with a fluffy red hat, curled up and shivering on a flattened cardboard box, trying to sleep with no blanket, with only a thin coat. While people like us, enjoying our holiday, walked all around him, and cars and taxis beep beeped their way along. The drivers wrapped up in the blankets of their own lives, while the man was trying to survive on the streets. Us, oblivious, ignorant. The man was invisible to most people. The white walk signal flashed. I forced myself to look away from the man. Once we crossed the street, I had forgotten the man with the red fluffy hat. Gone. My six-year-old brain too busy with other things, like would I miss my TV show if we didn't walk fast enough? And carrying along with my life, just like everybody else did. London, July 2014, age 10. The first time I saw a drunk person, a man with shabby clothes, kneeling over a sewer grate, wailing down it, his voice slurred, "Come back, Sammy," over and over again. "Who's Sammy?" I wondered. "No one will hear you down there," I thought. Then, disgust. Disgust? What? Why? Why was I so disgusted? I didn't know the man. I didn't know what he'd been through. But he's drunk and drooling in the middle of the sidewalk, calling for a person who's obviously not coming. Disgust again. This time not for the man, but for me. Spoiled brat. Oblivious. Ignorant. Feel some compassion, my conscience was screaming at me. But I could not feel a single bit of compassion. I quickly walked away. Earth Dance, July 2nd, 2015. Age 11. Radical culture shift. My parents loved to dance. Not the structured kind of dancing, but contact improv, a freeform dance with no leader, listening to others' movements, a conversation. At first, it was weird to watch. Then, it looked very natural, beautiful even. Earth Dance, a dance family and community in the middle of nowhere, so different from my lovely bubble. You hug for several minutes, just to say hi. At lunch, I saw two men kissing. I didn't think twice about it. Not so oblivious or ignorant anymore. A man with in a pink tank top and a flowy blue skirt with long feather earrings twirled by. He seemed so free and full of life. I liked that. The open-mindedness of the people there, kids included, the acceptance of who you are, I liked that too. Early morning after Election Day, 2016, age 12. I'll be honest, I cried. Each speech, each rally, each debate, pop, 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 was all you could hear. Each painful pop hurt me and millions of others too. The truth of Trump becoming 45th president of the United States of America, that painful truth was enough to keep me from sleeping. His rhetoric against Muslims, Mexicans, the LGBTQ community, President Obama, and most people in general, filled the sky with bursting bubbles, like feral fireworks to progress and equality. Mm. Now, age 12. The sound of my bubble, pop, pop, popping, happens more often now. I live in a cage. I fooled myself into thinking that the whole world was like this. I must free myself from it, to know the truth, the reality, not some distorted version of it. To fix a problem, you must know the problem. There is no fixing to be done if the truth is shielded from you by a big, beautiful bubble.